Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starline by a reporter, Edward R. Murrow, award-winning journalist and mom. Her latest project is hosting Crime Nation on the CW. We welcome anchor of News Nation Live and the senior correspondent, Laura Engel.
Hey, thanks for having me, Sean. I appreciate it.
Laura, let's go Beyond the Mic. The True Crime and Justice Anthology series is back for another season. What do you want viewers to take away from each roller coaster thrill ride as you connect the dots with analysis, exclusive reporting, and some never-before-seen interviews, some you haven't ever seen until today?
You know, Sean, I think that you nailed it right there with that list. That's what makes Crime Nation so special, is that we take these deep dives. This was a story about a mother of five who vanished one day after dropping her children off in school in New Canaan, Connecticut. Beautiful place. Anyone would want to live there. Just gorgeous, huge homes, private schools, big lofty trees, and then she vanishes. Her estranged husband was long suspected as taking part, but he had an alibi. But then as we dig into the case and we talk with law enforcement and we talk to people who knew this, we learn, you know, it's all kind of starts to unravel. He was having an affair. It's kind of that general storyline, but there's a twist because it turns out that not only has Jennifer Doulos still to this day not been found, Fotis Doulos took his own life after being accused. And right after I interviewed him face to face in his mansion, he was very fancy home builder. He had a lot of money. All of the families had a lot of money. And I finally got him agreed to an interview because I had been going to all of his court cases. We sat down, we talked, and there's a snippet of that interview that you're going to see in episode two, where I come face to face. Doesn't give me a lot, but you see the exchange between us and you look into his eyes. That's the kind of interview that you're only going to see here with Crime Nation, with this episode and many others.
Greta Van Susteren said, quote, "None better than Laura Engel at reporting," unquote. Where did you get your passion for storytelling?
You know, I think it was just trying to dig into each story in case. That's funny that you mentioned Greta. She's a good friend, and I met her. This is a great story. I met Greta Van Susteren in a dirt parking lot in Modesto, California, where we were reporting on the arrest of Scott Peterson when he was accused. Remembers the Lacey Peterson case. And, you know, she found me broadcasting in the back of this van. I was doing video for KFI at the time. And she and I started talking about the story, and it was about more than just, you know, rip and read. We do that. We boots on the ground investigate. So we go to these places, we go to the homes, and like in the case of Scott Peterson, we went to her marina, and we try and piece it all together for ourselves, because it's very different to read about it in the paper, but it's a completely different experience when you've got people who are passionate. Like myself, like Greta, and like the people on Crime Nation, Ashley Banfield and Brian Eden, and we have people that go out and investigate for themselves. And to answer your question, where did the love of storytelling come? It's just because I wanted more answers. I wanted to know how people put these cases together. Is there something that was missed? Is there something that we can help find? And that's the job of a journalist, is to help, you know, shine a light on a story in a case, and maybe, just maybe, somebody is out there listening, watching, reading, who will be able to help solve this case. Maybe they have the nugget of information that could finally bring answers to a family. That is why a lot of us do it.
Laura Engel from Crime Nation on the CW joins us Beyond the Mic for the Rocking Eight. All this is, Laura, is eight random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There is no pressure.
Okay.
What's the one thing that you always have to remind your son Jackson to do that isn't cleaning up his room?
Brush his teeth.
Do you know where your four Golden Mic awards are right now? Or are they packed away tightly in a box?
This is a good question. They are actually wrapped in bubble wrap. They are in a box. I am looking for a home. I'm looking for an office or an office space to display them. They're beautiful, and it is a proud achievement of mine.
One thing your husband Kenny did that made you fall in love with him.
He put a microphone. He was an audio tech, and we worked together on the Geraldo at Large show. And that was the first time I met him. And that was kind of a love at first sight sort of a thing for me.
What career would you have liked to have done had you not gone into journalism?
Being a lawyer.
What's the best ride at Hershey Park?
Oh, man. Wow, you really did your homework. Gosh, I'm trying to even think of their names right now. I know more about Disney parks, but yes, we did go to...
So what's your favorite at Disney?
Favorite ride at Disney is the former Splash Mountain.
Who is tougher, Ashley Banfield or Vinny the Hitman Politan?
Oh, Ashley.
I'm telling Vinny.
Oh, no.
When was the last New York Mets game you went to see, and did they win?
Oh, the last New York Mets game I went to was last year. I don't recall the date. It is one of my favorite things to do. I love Citi Field. My son and my husband absolutely love baseball. And I want to say that they did win.
Laurie, you've walked many crime scenes in your career. Which one gave you the creeps?
Well, many of them. I know which one. The Kansas mom story. And that is a recent story. And in fact, it's one of our episodes on Crime Nation coming up, where we went to the scene where two Kansas moms vanished in their car. And it was a very, very scary experience, which we will explain on Crime Nation.
Let's sneak in one more with Laura Engel from Crime Nation Beyond the Mic. Is there a case from your past that you wanted to have covered by Crime Nation?
Let's see. I think I'm always connected to the Scott Peterson case, because that's what I call my 20-year story. I've been covering Scott Peterson for over 20 years. I would say that, or possibly the Connecticut home invasion case involving the Pettit family. That is a story that has stayed with me for many, many years.
It's time for Two Big Questions with Laura Engel from Crime Nation on the CW Beyond the Mic. With evil out there, how does holding your own family tight when you get home change the way you see the world?
It changes it in every way. I appreciate them. I protect them. I want to make sure that we're making safe and smart choices always, because as we learn through telling these stories, it's not usually the boogeyman under the bridge that commits these types of crimes. It might be somebody you know.
In reviewing some of these cases, you've dealt with some of the most evil people in the world. How do you see justice today, Laura? And which episode of Crime Nation unnerved you?
I'm going to go back to the Kansas City moms, or the Kansas mom story that we did with Veronica Butler and Jillian, who vanished while doing a child custody drop off. And I think that at first it felt like, oh my gosh, this happened in such a remote location with no cameras. Are we ever going to find out who was responsible for this? And then with the technology of DNA, with the strong investigative methods that are being used these days, we found some answers relatively quickly. And I think that that is what, you know, really gives us all hope when something so tragic can happen, that there are people out there doing the boots on the ground work that we need for families to have answers and justice.
She would have been a lawyer, has to remind her son to brush his teeth, and wants you to watch Crime Nation on the CW. Laura Engel, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you. Thank you. Great questions.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.